Nick Lane from All Elite Wrestling joins us here at StarCast here in the Chicagoland area. Nick, thanks for stopping by the table.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, man. I know that it's been a whirlwind for you. How do you feel right now, personally, about where your career is?
Man, half the time I feel like I'm living in a dream, y'all. Yep. I'm gonna be honest. To be able to have the privilege to be 18 and to wrestle for a stage like AEW on national TV every week is something that I feel like is an honor, you know, like a true definition of an honor. And it's, I really can't believe life half the time, man. So it's an honor, and I'm so glad I get to be around people like everyone we have on the roster, some of the best wrestlers in the world. And this platform AEW is on right now is one of the best, maybe the best wrestling company in the world right now.
What's the feeling been like this waiting period? Because you didn't sign at 18. You were told, hey, when you turn 18, you can come work for us. So what's that waiting period been like for you?
So when I got offered the contract, I was 16, maybe, I guess you did 16 and a half. So I had like a year and a half of built anticipation until my AEW debut. But I just tried to use that year and a half as time to keep getting better and to keep training harder and just to become the best version of myself. So when I debut, I am the best version of Nick Wayne possible.
What's so great, Nick, is that we go on the internet and see you at Defy and see all these great matches that you had. I mean, so when you found out some of your matchups, what was your initial reaction taking on some of the greats, even Swerve Strickland? What was your initial reaction to know, hey, I'm going to take on so-and-so tonight, and then had that anticipation knowing, oh, my God.
A lot of them were real crazy, you know what I mean? Like, wrestling like a lot of legends or people that are some of the best today, like Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
To be able to share the ring with people like that, I feel like is what makes professional wrestlers better, is being in the ring with people better than you. So I feel like that's an amazing way to help elevate you. And being in the ring with people that were better than me at a consistent rate, it felt like I was consistently getting better because of them. So I was very blessed to have opportunities at places like Defy and GCW where they give me people that are better than me, but it's to elevate me.
What does it mean to do this alongside someone like Darby based on your relationship with him?
It really does mean the world because of the story we have outside of professional wrestling. You know, like Wembley Stadium was a big one where I was thinking 8 years ago, we were in a shed in the freezing cold learning how to wrestle, and now we're performing at the biggest wrestling event of all time. And it was just like a huge full circle moment, and it was like, wow, we really made it. It was a very heart-touching moment for me.
Nick, as always, we appreciate it, but we knew you win. I hope that you won't forget about us as you just continue. Yeah, we know you win, you know, from the internet.
That's right, yeah.
Just from a few years ago. But we always support you, and we look forward to seeing what's next for you.
Thank you guys so much.
Nick Wayne with us here on Good Karma Wrestling.